Hey guys, welcome to episode 118. Today we're talking about some valuable client wins, some valuable worries that we kind of allow ourselves to do, email marketing, and a lot of fun stuff, guys. All right, let's jump in. Hi guys, in today's episode, I am sharing a little story about one of my clients and how sometimes we worry and make ourselves doubt more than what our reality calls for it. So I share the story. I also share a little bit of background in how email marketing works and how to have a successful online business. How to tame your nerves, how to really look at your analytics and take it for what it is instead of what we make it mean to us. So that is what today's episode is about. It is very interesting that, you know, we all do this mind game thing with ourselves and then, you know, we make it make sense for why things are failing. And that we don't ever just take a look at the plain black and white results to see what works and what doesn't, and then making modifications to that. And today's episode is really just that, being able to analyze the results, being able to make some changes to our actions so that we can have better results, more profitable results, versus what we usually do, what people usually do, which is we take a look at what we were doing. Then we make these terrible negative connections to it as to why we are not worthy of whatever success we're looking for. And we just make it mean more negative stuff than what it really is. Okay, guys? So let's jump right in. Hey y'all, Maria Henderson here, your online business strategist. So today I wanted to talk about one of my clients' really bright idea about buying some cold leads in terms of email and phone number from this Facebook group that she follows and is a part of, and they're selling these email addresses and phone numbers at like 100 at a time for like $10 to $15. So I go, okay, well, you already paid for the list, so why don't we put in, because a part of my Confident Business Women's Academy bonus is that you get to use my email sequence for conversions, right? To either have them click on your link and make a purchase out of whatever you're selling, or maybe convert them into your own lead. So I have this 8-day email sequence that my clients can have copy and paste into their autoresponder, their email autoresponder. And then you just make some modifications to it, you know, whatever way you talk, right? But in terms of like the gist of the email, that's what you get, right? You get day one, you know, you give them like an email of an opening your mind loop email, right? Like proposing the question that keeps them up at night. So like the struggles and pain points of an entrepreneur kind of thing. Then you go on to like pretty much solving that. Then opening up the mind loop again with another prompt, and then introducing your solution, then doing like your FAQs, then doing the, you know, I gotta keep it real with you. So it's kind of like a sequence of emails that I have as a bonus when you sign up as a client for Confident Business Women's Academy. So one of my clients, we implement it, right? And it's been running for the past week. So it's an 8-day sequence. So it the next time we talked, it was already ran through, and I was a part of the list, so I was able to get all those emails as well. And we took a look at her report, because in ConvertKit, so she signed up for ConvertKit, and we were able to create her email marketing sequence and then also update all of her social media handles and put it on her signature. If you listen to my episode here a couple days ago, you would have heard, or a couple shows ago, you would have heard me kind of go on a rant about how I modified my email signature and had my Instagram, Facebook handles in there, and it took me some time. And then I talked about, you know, the ones that are like multimillionaire entrepreneurs who don't even have that, right? And then another one who does. So anyway, what I'm saying is that we go into her reports, this client, we go into her ConvertKit reports and analytics, and we take a look at, well, how many people unsubscribed, right? And how many people stayed, how many people read your email, opened it, went through your links, took a look at your links. And then from there, we can take a look at, you know, is this bucket of leads worthy, right, to continue to nurture? And if it is, do we want to go back to this person, this community who's selling these leads and get another set of 100 leads? So we get in and she immediately is like kind of down because she notices that the 100 leads drops off at 50, right? 50 active leads, which means for her, she thinks 50 of them had unsubscribed, right? Little does she know, as we were looking at her analytics, 50 of them were bad emails. So out of the 100, 50, half of the group didn't have good email addresses. Therefore, they didn't even receive the email. Second thing is that people are actually opening her email and only 3 out of the 50 unsubscribed. What that tells me is that the email sequence is gold, right? And B, that tells me that our headlines on our email sequence is catchy and it's making them open the email. So it's working. We want them to open the email, right? The third thing I want to take a look at is who's clicking on your emails, who's clicking on your links, you know. And she had her social media handles. She also had her links going to her training, which is what she is offering as a training. And then she's going to enroll them into her program, right? So she had a bunch of people click all the way through at about 20%, which is a really good percentage out of, you know, I guess in email marketing statistic. I think the percentage is like 15 to 20% click-through rate is great. And her email open rate was about 15 to 20% as well, right? So after we had analyzed the data, I kind of encouraged her and I was like, listen, if you have emails, pop them into the sequence, have them start receiving those, you know, these email addresses that are just sitting there and there's nothing happening to them. Have them go through the sequence funnel, right? Essentially, it's an email marketing sequence funnel. And so she's like, yeah, I didn't realize how good this whole thing is actually turning out to be. You know, I didn't know that half of them were bad emails, right? So that goes to show that even when we think that, you know, things are bad, things are not good, things are not performing, if you actually look at the data, you will be surprised to see that, you know, according to the analysis, things might actually be better off than what you think it is. And the worst person to actually critique it is you. So for me, the message here is that you really need to take a look at your numbers, your actual numbers, and not the numbers you make up in your head, the actual numbers into your mind, into the reports that you're able to pull from whatever it is that you're working on. Let's say you are trying to convert sales conversions through your sales calls. And let's say you only took 5 sales calls in a week and you didn't have any sales that week. Are you going to count yourself as a failure that week? Or are you going to say, well, it is only out of the 5 didn't buy, right? But if you had 20 sales calls and you are able to convert 1 sale, and let's say your package is $2,000, that was worth the 19 sales conversations, that you had to endure for you to get that one sale, I would say, right? And then eventually you get really good at it and you figure out, you know, your rhythm, you figure out how to handle and work around rebuttals. You also even figure out your nerves behind going into sales calls. And that's really what it is. It's about the nerves, managing the nerves and knowing that this isn't a car salesman sales call. This is, hey, I can help you. I want to find out if I can help you, and I want to know if you are a good fit for my program, right? If you go into your sales calls in that way, the sales mentality goes away. Instead, it's a relationship. You're building a relationship. Another example is, let's say you are trying to drum up leads, and in a week's worth of work, you haven't drummed up any leads. So you want to take a look at, well, what are your activities that you're drumming up? In ways of you drumming up leads, what are those activities, right? And what kind of return are you getting on those activities? And are you reaching qualified prospects? And if you're not reaching qualified prospects, clearly you have to make some changes on who you're reaching out to and how much time you're devoting to your outreach, right? Let's say you do some nurturing in your DMs. How long are you going to spend nurturing a person who's not going to buy from you, right? And you want to think about, well, are they going to convert to an email subscriber? Are they going to convert to a follower? Or are they just going to sit in my DM like we never even had any kind of engagement? So a lot of that has to come into play, which is really using your common sense. And common sense is lacking sometimes when you are talking about making money online and grasping the insecurities around selling, right? Because our fears get the best of us. So my message here today is to not let, you know, things like fear and worry and just, you know, being overwhelmed dictate how things really are. Take a look at your analytics. Make sure the things that you're putting your efforts to are really productive and not a waste of time for you. Okay. So, you know, that means you have to stop scrolling on your timeline. You need to stop playing video games, stop binge watching, you know, maybe you start getting into your negative mindset and really get into it for days and days and days, and then have to rethink everything and then feel like you have to rebrand, or you have to rethink all of your programs and take down stuff and put things up. You have to take a step back before you make any kind of drastic moves like that and relax, right? Because the worst enemy here is us, is you in your own self. And the anxiety behind that can really get the best of you, especially if you've put in a lot of work towards whatever it is that you're creating. So relax, take a look at your analytics and your numbers, and then just see what you need to tweak. Okay, and it's usually just a few tweaks here and there, and then you'll see some results that can actually turn into thousands of dollars. All right, guys, if you guys need my support, you know where to find me, info@talkswithmaria.com, or go ahead and click the link within the bio, and that'll just send you over to me, guys. All right, have an amazing weekend, and I hope you guys found so much value in this, and sending you guys my love. Hey guys, welcome, welcome. Today I wanted to talk about the results of my client who purchased the leads, and we have been, we put in place the email marketing campaign for her. We have done an email sequence that nurtures your community. And it's pretty much like an 8-day email sequence where we encourage the client to actually go in and be a buyer of my client's products. And today, she had recently told me someone bought, right? Someone bought, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. You know, out of the 100 leads, someone bought. And, you know, that tells me, okay, the email marketing sequence works, and it's working very well for her. And B, what would happen if instead of buying just 100 leads, what would it take if she bought, you know, let's say she invested leads on 1,000, you know, let's say she bought 1,000 leads, right? And her commission's on these things pretty high. It's about 4 figures per client, per new client. So she is very excited about it because she only spent $100 on this one list of leads. So if you really think about it, it's like $100 per lead. So one conversion will equal to her a 4-figure client. And it's really interesting because initially I was kind of like closed off to buying leads. And clearly now that we've actually put some systems in place for her, she feels like I'm going to start investing into more leads because clearly something is working very well with the funnel we have set up for her. So congratulations to one of my clients. I'm so excited about that. Another thing is that we had also done some energy clearing. And if you know me and you've talked to me, I am huge on clearing energy because all we are is energy and all we are is made up of the same things. And we command and attract the people in our lives based on the energy that we vibrate at, right? The frequency we vibrate at. So how well aware are you at the vibrational frequency that you emanate, right? Do you emanate a high vibrational frequency? Do you emanate a lower vibrational frequency? Do you emanate a medium, I guess, number or energy level of a vibrational frequency, right? And one of the interesting things is that she was telling me that, you know, one of her communities that she is a part of has been really draining because she just doesn't feel like she vibes with them and their work ethic. And I tell her, you know, this is cool because this is going to show you some blocks that you might have, right? So if you kind of feel ill will or you kind of feel negative or this heavy energy, I always say you have to clear those. Any kind of negative energy around you, any kind of negative energy in anything that you do, even interactions with people, you know, any kind of negative energy around that, you have to clear it because that's a block for abundance coming your way. So we cleared that block and we continuously clear things as we work together. And, you know, I've seen a lot of changes. She's even told me her relationship with her mother has improved tremendously. You know, from someone who is just chronically ill and blaming other people for her health, now her mother is super just completely turned around. I guess her energy is higher. She's happier of a person and just overall a different kind of human being is what my client was telling me. So that is a huge, huge breakthrough because, you know, the people that are closest to us really affect us in a way that we don't even really want. We don't want, you know, our partner or our children affect us negatively, but we almost feel like we have to deal with it because they're our loved ones, right? And we're kind of stuck in this like situation, whatever that energy is. You almost say, okay, this is a part of dealing with this person. However, that is not the case 100% of the time. You can actually take control of the situation and clear those blocks. And that's what she did with her mother. You know, along with clearing some of her abundance and business blocks, we've also been able to clear some of the resentment blocks that she's had or the relationship blocks she's had with her mom. And now it's like such a peaceful situation. You know, every time she contacts her mom, it's like, yeah, I'm feeling well and I'm happier today. Things are a little bit easier for me today. And it's not this like blaming other people for her unhappiness, which is usually what, according to my client, that her mom usually does. So huge turnaround for her in a lot of ways, business relationship ways. So I want to ask you guys, what kind of blocks do you feel like you need to clear? And what kind of blocks are holding you back from actually achieving the dream life you want, right? So let's say you do something that you've been doing for a long time and you really want to take it to the next level. You want to start making some income through it virtually because of the environment we're in. You know, people are doing business online and you really want to learn how to do that. What kind of blocks do you think you are allowing yourself to believe and buy into that take away from you actually doing what you need to do and doing and knowing the things you need to know, right? Because a lot of people say they don't know how to do something, but people actually have the knowingness inside of them. You know, they have the inner guidance to either attract the person that needs to be able to help them bridge the gap of knowing whatever concept, new stuff they need to learn, or maybe they already have that in them and they just need to get bold and confident with themselves to actually express it, right? So I want to know from you guys, what is it that you have to do to actually clear those blocks, and what are those blocks to begin with? All right, just a food for thought. If you guys have any questions, let me know, and I will see you guys in the next episode. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.